terrorism, education, and gospel opportunities round out today's headlines. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Stick around, and we'll connect you with a few ways to help fulfill the Great Commission. First off, the Islamic State of West Africa, also known as Boko Haram, strikes again.
Nigerian media is saying it's the worst Boko Haram attack since 2013.
Details are still coming in, but Voice of the Martyrs USA spokesman Todd Nettleton says what they do know so far is troubling.
At least some of the attackers were wearing Nigerian military uniforms, which they used to lure victims, you know, hey, come follow us, you'll be safe over here, and then opening fire on those victims.
Bottom line, Nigerian believers are in trouble. Boko Haram specifically targets Christians as well as other religious minorities in their quest to take over Nigeria and its neighboring nations.
When you think about an attack like this, your natural response would be, I think, fear and discouragement. And so as we pray for encouragement and we pray against that fear, I think that's a real ministry.
And sadly, another sect of ISIS has also attacked. On Sunday, Syria saw a triple bombing that killed more than 70 people. As the country grieves yet another loss, officials are meeting in Geneva to talk about a ceasefire for the ongoing Syrian war. Operation Mobilization missionaries Joe and Elisa say there's one good thing that comes out of the pain, the opportunity to share the gospel. Syria's always been a tough place to share the word of God, but through difficult circumstances, God's actually changing that. You're listening to Mission Network News. The United Nations says one in every 122 people in the world is a refugee, internally displaced, or is seeking asylum. That's almost 24 million kids. Of those kids?
Over 85% of children in refugee camps, for example, are suffering severe post-traumatic stress. And of that number, around 25% have even had thoughts of suicide because they feel so hopeless.
That's Dale Dielman of Tent Schools International. He says most of these kids have had their education disrupted, so they're taking the school in tents to the kids. Their goal?
Number one, restore that educational process wherever a child has left off. And secondly, restore hope through the gospel.
Tent Schools works through partnerships.
For example, in Lebanon right now, we are partnering with a Christian organization that has already started three such tent schools.
And talking about refugees brings up one story in particular shared by Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa. A Christian Iranian couple started a house church, but were discovered by authorities and then imprisoned and blacklisted. After being released, they were told they couldn't worship Jesus. So they fled to a refugee camp in Turkey, where they've been for over a year. They say it's difficult, but Sat7 is giving them something that's desperately needed. Hope. And Sat7 sharing the gospel, but why is sharing the gospel such a big deal anyway? Well, Ron Hutchcraft with Ron Hutchcraft Ministry says,
first of all, of course, Jesus said, go and preach the good news, the gospel, to all people everywhere. That's his commandment.
But sometimes there's a disconnect, and this disconnect happens when Christians think they're sharing the gospel when they're actually not.
We built a bridge with the things we're doing to meet all kinds of people's needs. But did we cross the bridge? The purpose of building a bridge is to cross it. And you cross it to be able to plant the gospel in somebody's heart. The greatest sin against the gospel is to not deliver the gospel.
So ask yourself, have I been sharing the gospel? Have I been explaining it? To help, Ron Hutchcraft has published an e-book called Bringing Back the Gospel. And you can find the link at our website, along with all of the other stories you've heard in today's broadcast, at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. So what does it mean to be a child of God? I mean, how does it impact everyday life? And how can we view ourselves differently? Well, Set Free Ministries is offering the free booklet, Who I Am in Christ. It's a resource to help you better understand your identity. It's free when you sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.